السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome back to the series Jinn and Jadu. In our last discussion, we spoke about how the jinn work with the talisman, the soothsayer, the fortune teller, you know, that category of people. The disbelieving, rebellious jinn, the shayateen as we refer to them, they have an inclination towards evil. And this category of individuals amongst humans, they also have an inclination towards evil, and that's how they gel. The more these people say things of kufr and blasphemy, the more it appeases the jinn, and the more the jinn will share information with them that it's able to obtain because of the extraordinary powers that Allah has given it. It doesn't have knowledge of the unseen, but it can travel much quicker and obtain information much quicker. And they can do certain things in terms of their physical strength, which humans can't do, and it manifests at the hands of these soothsayers, fortune tellers, etc. So the more the soothsayer commits kufr, the more the shaitan becomes appeased, and the more he will offer help, and the human gets impressed, not realizing what's actually happening. Now, today's discussion is about the jinn and salah, the jinn and the masjid. It is mentioned in a hadith of Sahih Bukhari that the jinn will testify for the mu'adhin on the day of Qiyamah. These are the pious jinn. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu mentions, I see that you love sheep in the desert. When you are out with your sheep or in the desert, call the prayer and raise your voice in the adhan, because no jinn or man or anything within range hears the voice of the mu'adhin except that it bears witness for him on the day of Qiyamah. And Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu went on to say, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say this. So he was giving advice to someone else. So we learn from here that the jinn, the pious jinn, will testify on behalf of the mu'adhin. The rebellious jinn, the shayateen, they come and interfere with people at the time of salah. Abu Dawood mentions a narration. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make your row straight, bring them near each other, and stand shoulder to shoulder. For by the one in whose hand the soul of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, I see shaitan coming in through the gaps in the row like small black sheep. I see shaitan coming in through the gaps in the row like small black sheep. There's the narration of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when one of you is in the masjid, shaitan comes to him and breaks him as a man would break his riding animal. When he is tamed for him, he hobbles him or bridles him. Meaning shaitan works on you until he gains control over you in terms of your salah. Then whenever you perform salah, your mind is always distracted, you're always lethargic, your attention is somewhere else, you're just going through the motions, you're just going through the rituals, but your heart is not really in the salah. The scholars also write that shaitan first tries to deviate you, right? Doesn't want you to perform salah at all. But if you do perform salah, then he tries to corrupt your salah. So it is mentioned in a hadith that when shaitan hears the adhan, he turns his back and breaks wind so as not to hear the sound of it. When the adhan is finished, he returns and whispers, tries to corrupt you. When he hears the iqamah, he leaves so that he does not hear its sound. When it is finished, he returns and he whispers, trying to distract you in salah. And according to another version, when the iqamah is finished, he advances so that he can whisper between a man and soul. He says, remember such and such, remember such and such. Hey, I forgot this. So many times in salah, you remember what you forgot to do. You remember what you need to do. This is now shaitan trying to take your attention away from Allah. And then eventually now you get confused. You don't know how many rakats you read. You don't know which rakat the imam is in. One sahabi said that he came to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, shaitan comes between me and my prayer and my recitation and makes it confusing for me. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this shaitan, his name is Khinzib. When you sense him, then seek refuge in Allah from him and spit to your left side three times. The sahabi says, I did this and Allah removed him from me. So this shaitan will come and he'll blow, you know, in the direction of your posterior to make you think that your wudu has broken. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's only when you have certainty, when you've heard a sound or you get a smell, now you know for certain that my wudu had broken during salah, then you leave and renew your wudu. Otherwise, don't let the shaitan play with you. Or he will confuse you in terms of the number of rakat. So read a'udhu and do the action of spitting, not, you know, actually spitting, maybe a few drops of spittle. And that's a way of seeking protection in Allah from the devil corrupting your salah. So those are a few incidents which talk to us about what the jinn do when it comes to adhan, iqama, and salah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.